If you were to spend 15 minutes of those one of that 1 hour you spent fighting someone, out soul winning, you could have gotten more done. You know, preaching the gospel, giving some of the truth, that's far more profitable than this striving. But the Bible says we ought not to strive. Why? Because we ought to be meek. Okay? You say, well, what about the times you call out people? Aren't you striving? No, because the Bible says to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. But where's that contending coming from? From the pulpit. Amen. You see, we fight false doctrine from the pulpit. We open up the Word of God. We teach what the Bible says. We rebuke the false teachers and false prophets of today. But we do it from the pulpit. Amen. We're not going to have this event of debate where some false teacher is going to come here. We're going to have two bar stools and a referee and a bell with the reward at the end to see who wins. You know, well, why don't you just get organized and why don't we just have a reasonable debate? Because that's stupid. You think I'm going to invite you to my church with a bar stool and a little bell to ring when you made a good point? What good will that do? I'd rather preach to my congregation and just convince them from the Word of God and have them be convinced because they're saved. Amen. You see, if I debate someone who is not saved and who has a corrupt mind, who has rejected the faith, I get nothing done because his conscience is already seared anyways. He's ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As Jannes and Jambres were, so did these also resist the truth. Amen. So it doesn't matter how much scripture you give someone who you're debating, they're not going to get convinced. Amen. Whereas if you're in a church setting, there's saved people here. Amen. Who have the Holy Ghost residing within them. The Word of God resonates with their soul when they hear it. And guess what? They hear it, they obey it, they believe it. Okay? And there's no strife involved. Yeah, do we lift up our voice like a trumpet, cry aloud, and spare not, and we tell the people their transgression? Yes! Amen. But that's not striving. That's preaching. Amen.